Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The first article. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. About this, the Large Catechism says, knowing this is of great significance, but an even greater treasure. It's hard to imagine. It's very hard to imagine that there has been any time when the people of God did not understand, did not conceive of God as the Creator. After all, creation, making and preserving the heavens, the earth, and everything and everyone in them, creation is clearly a defining work of God. The Catechism speaks about this. Luther wrote that this is the shortest possible way to describe and to illustrate the nature, the will, the acts, the works of God the Father by saying that he is the Father, the maker of heaven and earth. And when the Large Catechism does this, it's just following the example, the lead of the Scriptures. Look at the books of Moses. How do they begin? Of course. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Look at our psalm. Who is Yahweh? The one who by his understanding made the heavens and who spread out the earth upon the waters. Look at Paul on Mars Hill. When asked about his strangest foreign deity, what does he say first? He talks about what it means for him and for Christians to have a God. And that is the one who made all things and who sustains all life. Creation. A defining, the defining work of God. The Catechism says it so well. To say that God is the Father Almighty is truly to describe in the shortest possible way the nature, the will, the acts, the work of God the Father. Okay, if you want to go on farther, then we have been given at least two very familiar ways in which to explain what it means for God to be the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. The first way is the way of the Catechism, which is to say that God is my maker. You might say that this approach is personal and individual. To say that God is the Father Almighty is to say that he has made me and all creatures. He has given me my body and soul. He has given me all that I need to support this body and life. That he defends me against all danger, guards and protects me from all evil. And he does this purely out of divine goodness and mercy without any merit or worthiness in me. For which, for all of this then, it is my duty to thank and praise, to serve and obey him. That's the personal, that's the individual approach, seeing God as my maker. If we call that personal and individual, then we might say that the approach that our psalm takes is cosmic and communal. It is what God's people do when they come together. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Who is this God? The one who made the heavens by his understanding, and the one who spread out the earth upon the waters. He's the one who has remembered, watched over, delivered, blessed his people, delivering them from Egypt, taking them through the Red Sea, and giving them the promised land. He is the one who has continued to remember then his people in their low estate. He is the one who gives food to every creature. This is the God of gods and the Lord of lords. Creation, a basic, a defining work of God. To say that we have a God is to say that our God is the Creator. The one who made me, the one who made each of you, or the one who made and sustains everything. For which then, it is our debt, it is our place, it is our obligation to thank and praise, to serve and obey him. And we shouldn't overlook that fact. Both the psalm and the catechism make the point. The psalm does so in its very form. Give thanks to the Lord. And the catechism does so in so many words, for which it is our duty to thank and praise. Of course, it's one thing to say all of these things. It's one thing to come together and say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. It's one thing to recite together the psalm. It's another thing to really believe it. The Large Catechism gets at this in its usual straightforward way. Here, much could be said if we were to describe how few people believe this article. We all pass over it. We hear it and recite it, but we neither see nor think about what the words command us to do. For if we believed it with our whole heart, we would also act accordingly, and not swagger about and boast and brag as if we had life, riches, power, honor, and such things of ourselves, as if we ourselves were to be feared and served. It is this way with the wretched and perverse world, which acts, drowned in its blindness, misusing all the blessings and gifts of God solely for its own pride, greed, pleasure, and enjoyment, and never once turning to God to thank him or acknowledge him as Lord or Creator. Therefore, if we believe it, this article should humble and terrify all of us. For we sin daily with eyes, ears, hands, body and soul, money and property, and with all that we have, especially those who even fight against the Word of God. Yeah, it's one thing to come together and say we believe in God, the Father Almighty. It's another thing to act that way. And, well, 500 years ago when Luther brought this out, it was easy to ignore, easy to overlook, easy simply to dismiss. And it's probably even easier for a lot of us who live in modern America. After all, so much of our lives is constructed. So much of our lives comes to us produced, packaged, managed. Look at our surroundings. Heating and cooling, artificial lights, mechanical clocks, electricity, phones, computers, and the like. Look at our lives. Get into our car or our other car. Look at our lives. How much it is to protect us from nature. How much it makes the world that we live in something that we have produced. It's not only the world as it presents itself, but it's the way we also participate in the world. We confess in the catechism that God gives us clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, family, possessions, goods. Indeed, that is true, but our way of getting clothing and shoes, our way of getting food and drink is to shop for it. Our whole lives are made up of consuming, shopping, buying what we want, buying what we'd really want, or resenting the fact that we can't afford it. So life here makes it hard to see that the world itself is the creation of God, much less to acknowledge God as Creator. Luther's right. This article ought to humble and terrify us. But this article is also, as Luther said, the truth that God is the Creator, the truth that God is our Maker, also is a great treasure. For God has made us His people. And He makes us His people purely out of the divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in us. Israel did not deserve all the blessings it received. You do not deserve all the blessings that you receive, and yet God promises them. God showed that he would keep his promises to Israel by delivering them from the Egyptians and giving them the promised land. And we who live in the New Testament times see even more clearly how God fulfills his promises, because we have seen and we know Jesus. Jesus, after all, was one who acknowledged God as the maker of all things. Jesus is one who thanked and praised, served and obeyed the God of heaven. But what did it get him? He thanked God, and people rejected him. He praised God, and he suffered. He served God, he obeyed God, and he died. But God raised him from the dead. God delivered him from his enemies. God defended him against all evil. And what God did to Jesus, God promises to do to every one of you. That's what God has secured for you through Jesus Christ. That is what God promises for you, the sign of which is your baptism, the sign of which is the body and blood of the Lord given for you to eat and to drink. That's why I'm here today, to tell you from the Lord, you are his. God has made you. God will protect you. God will redeem you. And so it is that being the creator, the maker of all things, can do all these things. And because you have his word, his sign on it, you can be sure he will do those things. And so we can join our voices with the Old Testament saints of Israel and all the saints of the New Testament and say, give thanks to the Lord, for he really is good. His love endures forever.